What is going on, guys? Your boy Elroy here, and welcome back to the Your Boy Elroy MMA podcast. I am your host, Josh Prep Egina, and we are back this week, guys, for another full week of MMA. It's an extremely busy weekend. We will get to all that, but first off, before we get into that, thank you so much for tuning in. If it's your first time, if you've been here before, thank you for tuning in. We are but a small operation here, being just me, and I am completely happy with what we built thus far and am looking forward to growing. So with that being said, let's get into the news. I guess before anything, this week was my birthday, which is I explained to a lot of people this past week, like, it's awkward for me to be celebrated. Like, we had my wife is pregnant, and we had a gender reveal on Saturday, and like, we were kind of like in the spotlight, and there was only a few people there, and it was our closest friends, but still, it's like so awkward for people to like celebrate you, and even worse for like a birthday. Luckily, there was like no birthday party. I only got saying happy birthday to once at Maggiano's, but the big 3-2. I don't know if there's any significance to that besides the fact that I'll have two kids before 33, so I guess that's cool. But I really had a great weekend. My dad was here, and I got to enjoy some time with him. My daughter loves her pop-pop, so that was nice to see. But besides that, yeah, thanks for anyone who reached out for my birthday or anything else. I really had a great birthday and a great weekend, you know, on a weekend that probably, you know, you would have told me, don't worry, next year is going to be great, I would have punched you in the face. But it was a great weekend. I also, I would like to promote it on here. I was on my brother's podcast. My brother started a podcast, the Jonathan Egina podcast. And I was on it. We did an episode that we dedicated to my mom. It's called Honor Thy Mother. And it is on all podcast platforms. At this moment, you can go and download it. It's about an hour where we share stories and we get a little vulnerable, but it's a great listen. I listen back to it, and I love talking with my brother, so go ahead and check that out. The link to his podcast feed will be in the bio of this show. So yeah, let's get into some MMA, because we are jam-packed with different promotions this coming weekend. You know, there's ONE, there's PFL, there's Bellator, and there's a big boxing card going on this weekend that I'm sure everybody is going to be watching. So, no time to waste. So, we talked about the return of the Ultimate Fighter this coming May a few weeks ago, where it was announced that the coaches will be Michael Chandler and Conor McGregor. Well, some news is starting to peter out about some of the things going on while they're filming. So first off, some of the coaches have been revealed. So Michael Chandler's assistant coaches are as followed. We have Bellator heavyweight champion Ryan Bader joining the team, as well as Robert Drysdale and Jason Strout, and his wrestling coach, Greg Jones. So most of these guys from Killcliff MMA, but it's extremely interesting to be seeing Ryan Bader on a UFC platform. Obviously, Ryan Bader is incredibly skilled. He has some history with the promotion, obviously, but it's still kind of weird to see him in a UFC shirt knowing that he's the Bellator champion. There was also some weird news coming out about contestants being replaced by fighters that Conor McGregor wanted on the show. So I think there was about three different fighters that were pulled and replaced with people who apparently were, you know, on Team McGregor. So we haven't really got, how do you say it? It hasn't been confirmed yet, but a lot of people were like going on TikTok and saying, oh, you know, I was going to win, but then I got pulled, and you know, with little proof, but very interesting. It's going to be cool to look at when the cast member list comes out soon. So we'll keep an eye on that and see. I think it's bantamweight and lightweight. So two of the lighter weight classes. I saw somewhere some names that I did recognize that are apparently going to be on the show. Jason Knight. You might remember him from his stint in BKFC. He fought he fought Artem Lobov and I think beat him twice. Austin Hubbard. These are supposed to be like a redemption season, I guess. Very interesting. Chris Moutinho, Dakota Bush. These are names that we're seeing, but we're not quite sure yet. So we'll keep it to that. Those are the notable names, at least. But yeah, let's get into a few fight announcements because there were some big ones this week. The latest being Curtis Blaydes versus Sergey Pavlovich. That's going to headline a UFC fight night on April 22nd. Marina Rodriguez versus Verna Jandiroba. They're going to fight at UFC 288. Mackenzie Dern versus Angela Hill. That is a fight night on May 13th. Charles Oliveira versus Beneil Dariush. We've heard about that. That's going to be at UFC 288 on May 6th. A big title fight at UFC 288 on May 6th. Aljamain Sterling versus Henry Cejudo. Now, that seems like it's still being targeted for that date, but I think both have confirmed that they've signed. We're just waiting for the UFC to confirm it. Really good title fight at bantamweight. A lot of people counting Aljo out, which I just do not understand. Henry Cejudo, someone who hasn't fought in a few years. Yes, when he left, he was an elite fighter. But he's older now. And, you know, this was a weight class that he wasn't even that active in. You know, he was fighting at 125 most of the time. So for him to come up, you know, former champ at 135 in the end, to fight again at 135 after, you know, a few years off against someone as great as Aljamain Sterling, I don't think this is what everybody's saying, like this, you know, easy fight for Henry Cejudo. A lot of people counting Aljo out there, and I just don't understand it. Heavyweight contest that is really interesting to me. Jailton Almeida, who is this Brazilian action figure, really should, you know, he came into the promotion fighting at 205. He's been fighting at heavyweight and still looks like an action figure. He's going to take on Jairzinho Rozenstrike on May 13th at a UFC fight night. So, and last but not least, cutting down to 205, Tanner Boser. He's going to take on Iwan Kutalaba at UFC Kansas City. So that's it for the MMA news this week. We're currently recording on Wednesday at 4:23 p.m. very, very weird time, but I just had the time and I was like, why not? I'm like up for it. And the MMA hour is still going on at this time, so forgive me if there's more like news coming out of that. I just don't see how much more news can come out in the next 12 hours, but it is the wacky world of MMA. So if there's something big enough, I might make an amendment or an addendum and it'll come out at the end of this episode. I'll edit it in, but until then, let's get into the Matt Madness Wrestling Minute. The Matt Madness Wrestling Minute is brought to you by the folks over at the Matt Madness Wrestling Podcast, my first podcast love, headed up by my guys, Alo, Aaron Lloyd. Congratulations on the house. I love you, dude. Congratulations. You deserve it all, man. I'm so happy for you and your family, as well as my brother, Ek2Fly, Eric Trembicki. I love you, dude. I miss you. I can't wait to see you again. Thank you guys for providing the news for this segment. Let's get right into it. Again, another AEW list weekend, as far as you know, like I just stated, today is Wednesday. Dynamite's going to be happening in about 3.5 hours, but I didn't want to wait till that, so we're going to just talk about WWE. I think it was enough news from that show alone. You know, this past weekend we had WWE Elimination Chamber, probably the first time I sat down and watched a full pay-per-view since like WrestleMania last. I mean, no, I guess I did watch the full Royal Rumble, so I can't say that. But before the Royal Rumble, you know, like I said, WrestleMania last year was probably the last time that I watched the full WWE pay-per-view. But you know, it's exciting times, a lot of big storylines, a lot of stars the WWE are having. And it's so funny because I saw a TikTok today, and it was a guy like walking saying, you know, I've never been so disinterested in AEW. And it goes back to my point a few weeks ago where, so you know what, that point was so serious that I forgot to talk about the Royal Rumble that week. And it was that, you know, I just don't think the MJF storyline is that great, and it's really like pushing me away from the product because I'm not enjoying him as a champion. Maybe I'm on an island, you know what I mean? Maybe I'm on an island, or maybe I miss CM Punk. I don't know. You know, you're talking to the biggest CM Punk guy here, but it's just something that I'm not like seeking out. Like, I'm gonna watch the pay-per-view. I think at the end of the month, or I think they're 5 weeks away or something crazy, like right before Mania. I'll probably watch like a match here and there if somebody says, hey, this is must see, you know what I mean? But besides that, I'm not going to tune in. Like, even this weekend we had Elimination Chamber, and as soon as Elimination Chamber was over, you could have turned on the New Japan US card and watch former Sasha Banks, now Mercedes Moné, you could watch her win a title. But I was so emotionally spent by the main event of this Elimination Chamber that I couldn't even find the strength or mental capacity to move over to another wrestling product. With all that being said, let's talk about the Elimination Chamber, because it was a lot of fun. Like I said, I watched the whole card, sat down and enjoyed it. Starting off the night with the women's Elimination Chamber match. This was for the right to face Bianca Belair at WrestleMania. Asuka defeated Carmella, Liv Morgan, Natalya, Nikki Cross, and Raquel Rodriguez for that right to face Bianca Belair, and that should be a phenomenal match. Asuka versus her. Asuka's reinvention thus far since she's been back has been a lot of fun, kind of reverting back to that Kana character she had in Japan. I'm excited to see what this match looks like. I don't believe we've seen it yet, or if we did, I don't remember it. So this feels fresh. Bobby Lashley defeated Brock Lesnar by disqualification. Seems like they're going to do this again, and they might add Bray Wyatt. Kind of weird. Edge and Beth Phoenix defeated the Judgment Day. Don't know why. Seems like they're going to run that back again. Austin Theory went on to defeat Bronson Reed, Damian Priest, Johnny Gargano, Montez Ford, and Seth Rollins to retain his United States Championship with the help of Logan Paul when Logan Paul attacked Seth Rollins to cost him the match. Unfortunately for Austin Theory, he was completely forgotten. Everybody's focused on the fact that Seth Rollins is probably going to face Logan Paul at WrestleMania, and that's going to be a lot of fun. The person who stood out to me the most in this match is probably Montez Ford. He really has the skills to be a singles wrestler. Now, I'm not saying that they have to move on from the Street Profits, because I still think that they're a lot of fun. But Montez Ford, man, he's really come into his own, and he showed in his match that he could work a single style. So it was still like tag style wrestling, like all his interactions kind of felt like hot tags, but I think that he could adjust a little more, and he could really be a standout singles wrestler for this company. And in the main event, one of the biggest letdown of the night, probably for the next few months, we're going to be mourning this. Roman Reigns defeats Sami Zayn by pinfall. A lot of shenanigans in that match. It went 32 minutes. Don't look at that number crazy. It was worth every second. I was emotionally invested. Sami Zayn is just so captivating as a babyface, and I really think that the WWE should have called an audible. There had to be a way to do it, but we'll see. Only WrestleMania will tell. You know, there's plenty of stories to tell with Cody, with Sami Zayn, with Roman, with the Usos, with Kevin Owens. So there's still a bunch to do with all these guys. So I know that my heart was telling me, give Sami Zayn the title. But, you know, my inner Mark and wrestling brain is kind of telling me, like, dude, you know what this is. And it's true. I get it. I know what this is. So, like I said, I'll give it till WrestleMania to see if they did the right thing here. But Montreal was ready. Montreal was ready. And me here in Charlotte, North Carolina, I was ready as well. So that's all this week for the Matt Madness Wrestling Minute. Again, a phenomenal pay-per-view from the WWE, and AEW is a little behind. New Japan sounded cool. I'm curious to see if Jay White joins the WWE, but we'll talk about that another day. Thanks again to the Matt Madness guys. Let's get into the MMA from last weekend. So last weekend, we had a fight night live from the UFC Apex on 6 days' notice. Jessica Andrade stepped into the cage to take on Aaron Blanchfield. And Aaron Blanchfield in this main event showed that she is elite at women's flyweight, defeating Jessica Andrade by rear naked choke in the second round. Dude, you see that and you're not surprised that the way she won was by submission, because her ground game is so heralded. She's has all the skills on the ground. But Jessica Andrade on the feet, like, these girls went at it, and Aaron Blanchfield won most of those exchanges. And yeah, you could say, well, Jessica Andrade, you know, jumped in on short notice. But just as much as Jessica Andrade was on short notice, so was Aaron Blanchfield. She was supposed to fight somebody else. And Jessica Andrade just came off a fight a few weeks ago. So, hey, You put yourself in that position, you got to be ready to take the consequences. You know, win, lose, or draw, you got to stand up for yourself. And Aaron Blanchfield put it on Jessica Andrade. And, you know, from there, interestingly enough, she was supposed to face the number one contender in that division. But she went on to face the number three contender in that division. And today, as the UFC rankings update, she is now the number three contender, moving up 7 spots at women's flyweight. So we have the champion, Valentina Shevchenko, number one contender, Talia Santos, then Manon Fiorito, and then Aaron Blanchfield. So for me, I personally think that the right thing to do is, after, you know, whatever happens with Alexa Grasso and Valentina Shevchenko, I think that you have to. I feel like you have to do Aaron Blanchfield versus the winner. The way she looked in this fight, she looked unstoppable. Yes, she's young. Yes, she's only had so many fights in the UFC, but I think that, you know, you have to strike while the iron's hot and make it happen. Phenomenal main event. Great performance by Aaron Blanchfield. But besides that, there was not too much going on in this card. So let's go over the rest of the card. Zach Pauga decided to wrestle Jordan Wright for some reason. Zach Pauga, with all that power, just wanted to hold on to Jordan Wright for 15 minutes. Goes on to win a unanimous decision. Nothing great there. Jamal Pogues, someone who, pretty much begged for a chance after fighting, I think, 3 times on the Contender Series. He defeats Josh Parisian by unanimous decision. Again, just a really lame fight. Marcin Prochniau defeated William Knight by unanimous decision when he leg kicked him to death. William Knight, you see that guy? He threw like 8 significant strikes. Not good. Alexander Hernandez and Jim Miller had a fun fight. Alexander Hernandez defeats Jim Miller by unanimous decision. Man, this card was rough. Nazim Sadikov defeated Evan Elder by doctor stoppage when Nazim kneed Evan Elder and gave him one of the worst cuts I've ever seen. Myra Bueno Silva submitted Lena Landsberg in the 2nd round by knee bar. Jamal Emmers defeated Kusin Ashkabov by unanimous decision. Philip Lenz defeated OSP by TKO in the 1st round. AJ Fletcher submits Temba Gorimba by guillotine choke in the 2nd round. And Clayton Carpenter defeats Juan Camilo Ronderos by rear naked choke in the 1st round. Performance of the night goes to Aaron Blanchfield. Fight of the night goes to Nazim Sadikov and Evan Elder. And Bueno Silva gets another 50 G's for the submission. So, not the best card, but a really fun main event. Definitely worth the watch. And something that we'll be going back to later on this year when we see what Aaron Blanchfield has up next. So that was last week, and this week is a beast. I'm looking at 4 tabs open with different fights to break down. So let's get into the other promotions first. Let's talk about ONE Championship. They are going to be on Amazon Prime on Friday night when John Lineker takes on Fabricio Andrade. This is their 2nd fight. This is for the Bantamweight Championship. That's as big as it gets for ONE Championship. They also have a lightweight championship in Muay Thai up for grabs. I'm not going to try to say these names. They are really tough. Martin Wynn is on this card. And the other notable name that should be notable to everybody else, but I definitely know because she's from back home, from Vineland, New Jersey, Danielle Kelly. She's going to be grappling against Ayaka Miura. So that's exciting to see Daniel Kelly. She's a freaking beast at like 120 pounds. But that's one championship. That's going to be on Amazon Prime. They always do pretty good on Amazon Prime, and that main event should be a phenomenal watch. Then we move on to Bellator Saturday during the day. 4 p.m. Eastern is the main card. This is from Dublin. This is Bellator 291. In your main event, Yaroslav Amosov versus Logan Sterley. I believe this is a rematch. These guys fought back in 2020 when Amosov won by split decision. Since then, Amosov went on to beat Douglas Lima, earning him that championship, and hasn't fought since. You know, he's been back home in Ukraine fighting alongside everybody else in the war. If you get a chance, go on YouTube and go to Bellator's YouTube page. They put out a really good video on him. So congratulations to him to getting back. 26-0. He's taken on 14-1. Logan Sterley. Logan Storley's only loss, like I said, to Amosov back in 2020. This should be a really, really fun fight. Co-main event, Pedro Carvalho versus Jeremy Kennedy. Peter Queeley versus Bryce Logan. Sinead Kavanaugh versus Janaid Hardy. And I'm going to be honest, I'm looking down at this card. 18 fights, right? I just gave you 2, 4, 6, 8. I gave you 8 fights. I'm sorry. 2, 4, 6, 8. I gave you 8 fighters' names. There's 18 fights. I only know one other name on this list, and that's Charlie Ward. He's taken on Mike Shipman. A lot of these other fights, I don't know how much fun they're going to be, but the one thing I do know is that the Dublin crowd is the real deal. So if you want to see a bunch of nobodies fight and hear the crowd go crazy, this is 100% the card for you. Bellator 291. I personally think that this main event is probably worth the watch. You know, Logan Sterley is the interim champ. He took that while Amosov was away. Obviously, he hasn't been there for a while. But this unifying fight should be really, really fun. So I'll definitely be tuning in for that. Later on in the night, we'll have the UFC back at the Apex. This is actually, I heard it on the MMA Hour. This is not my fact. But I think this is like the last Apex card for like a little over a month. So not that the Apex bugs me, but, you know, we'll have different pay-per-views. They'll be going to like San Antonio. So the crowds are going to be phenomenal. But before that, we have to run to the Apex one more time in your main event. At 205, Nikita Krylov versus Ryan Spann. Ryan Spann looked just phenomenal in his last fight when he knocked out Dominic Reyes with a jab. And Nikita Krylov is, you know, on a 2-fight win streak with wins over Alexander Gustafsson as well as Volkan Ozdemir. So that's a really fun fight with some up-and-coming 205-pound fighters. You know, Ryan Spann working his way on up. He's number 12 right now. He's taking on the number 7 guy. And I really think that Ryan Spann, you know, if he could put together a performance and win this fight, he's in for a really fun 2023. Andre Muniz and Brendan Allen are in your co-main event. Not the biggest co-main event, but, you know, some really talented fighters there. Brendan Allen, one of the more underrated guys, just hit a stream of bad luck for a little bit. And Andre Muniz, one of those like fringe top 10 guys at 185. So high level fight there. Augusto Sakai versus Dontell Mays. The return. This is probably the most exciting thing. The return of Tatiana Suarez when she takes on Montana De La Rosa. This is at 125. We haven't seen Tatiana Suarez since 2019. She's been riddled with injuries, unfortunately for her, because she is just a phenomenal mixed martial artist with a 8-0 record at this time. And, you know, her last fight being a victory over Amanda Nunes' wife, Nina Nunes. But now she takes on Montana De La Rosa. She's looking at women's flyweight. And I think this is a great, great platform for her. I think she could be a huge story coming out of this night. Mike Malott is back when he takes on Johan Lainez. This is Canada on Canada crime. This is terrible. Why would they do that? Both guys from the Contender Series. Johan, just a knockout artist. Didn't look too great in his last fight, I'm not going to lie. And Mike Malott, just a really, really talented mixed martial artist. So that's a fun fight to watch. Eric Gonzalez versus Trevor Peak. Gabriela Fernandez versus Jasmine Jazdavizius. That's a good one. Jazdavizius is someone to watch at women's flyweight. Jordan Levitt versus Victor Martinez. Ode Osborne versus Charles Johnson. Joe Selecki versus Carl Deaton. Nurulio Aliyev versus Rafael Alves. Sorry, that was, I couldn't like process those words together. Haley Cohen versus Eileen Perez, and Jose Johnson versus Garrett Armfield. So that is the UFC Fight Night Span versus Krylov. Should be a fun one. Like I said, the return of Tatiana Suarez, people like Mike Malott. Who else did I say? Jordan Levitt's always fun. And I think the main event and co-main event, you know, obviously some lower ranked fighters, but these are, you know, all high level fights, as most UFC fights are. So that should be a good one. But let's be honest, most of the people's eye are going to be on Sunday when the return of Jake Paul, the fight that we've been talking about since this guy has started boxing, Jake Paul versus Tommy Fury. This is live from Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, in, you know, the UAE. It's going to be in a huge arena. How do they get this money? Like, these guys are getting paid a boatload of money to fight over there. I'm not sure what to look for. You know, I'm just believing that this Jake Paul train is just going to continue, and that he's going to, you know, just continue to prove us wrong. I don't even know how to explain it. It's so weird, because just a year ago, I'm like, oh, I can't stand this guy. But after, you know, or during the Anderson Silva fight and after, I've learned to respect the guy for what he is and not really, you know, I don't give him that hard of a time anymore. But I don't know what to expect from this. You know, everybody talks about how Tommy Fury, you know, you hear the name Fury and you're thinking Tyson, but Tommy Fury is not that. So, you know, it's hard to see. You know, I guess I'm going to just say that I want Jake Paul to win. Is that weird to say? I kind of want the train to keep rolling on, especially now since we're going to quote unquote see him fight MMA, you know what I mean? So that would be my hope, that he continues his, you know, streak here, because I think once he loses, kind of loses his luster. So that's the main event. Not gonna lie, I don't know anybody else here, except I realized this name, Badu Jack, for the they're going to fight for the World Cruiserweight title, WBC World Cruiserweight title. It's going to be Badu Jack versus Lunga Makabu. So that's an interesting name. But nobody cares about that. Everybody wants to see the main event. And that's what we'll be watching. I'll probably be at my brother's to watch that on Sunday. So that's it for this week as far as fights. And this has been this week's episode of YBE MMA. I am Josh Prepugina. You can find me on all forms of social media. Elroy Preps in one word. You can find the show on Instagram at YBE MMA Podcast, as well as Teespring. Teespring.com/stores/YBE MMA Podcast. If it's your birthday, happy birthday. Love your mothers. I love you, Mom. Enjoy the fights this weekend, and we'll see you next week.